Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul to March 2020. My goodness, already into March. Oh, this year's going by so quickly already. We just got started. But welcome back to the program. We're glad you're with us, and I do mean that. We're going to bring up a guest in a few minutes. I had on, I think, once before, maybe twice. That's doing something that this country desperately needs. And we're going to tell you about that just in a minute, so don't go away, please. Before I do that, though, I want to tell you that we did have a request for a water filter this month, and a water filter went to Florida this month. The Mercury water filter, brand spanking new unit, no strings attached because the people need it, went to Florida. So somebody in Florida is going to get a Mercury water filter in the next week or so. And, folks, we offer this once a month. Thanks to New Millennium, we can do this. If you need a water filter, the best gravity-fed filter, bar none, by test, we offer one once a month to somebody needs it really bad, a Berkey water filter. And also, because of New Manna Foods, one of our sponsors, we can give away a free case of food. If you need a case of food, don't be ashamed. We never put your name on the air. We never mention who you are in any way. We just say where it goes, what state it goes to. If you need those things, please call and ask, all right? If you appreciate the program, if you listen on shortwave tonight, which a lot of you do, on 6115, and by the way, there is a repeat of this program, of this broadcast, every night, 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern on shortwave, on 3215. So it's live on 6115, rebroadcast at 11 p.m. Eastern on 3215, which a lot of times is a better frequency than 6115. But Melody Seastrom, Discount Gold and Silver, sponsors this program three nights a week on shortwave. You call her up at 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188, and just say hi to her and maybe thank her for what you're doing. Ask her about what you might want to plan to do for your future, for your finances. Folks, she's an expert at what she talks about. She's good at what she does. You call and talk to her, okay? And don't forget, we're still offering a lot of specials. I mean, a lot of material here. We still have the book, The Grand Design Exposed. I wish I could get somebody some of y'all to believe what I'm saying when we want to know the truth of the founding of America. A lot of great men were involved, but a lot of wicked men were also involved, folks. The Grand Design Exposed will open your eyes to a lot of it. It's only $12.95, and that includes postage. I'd like to give it away if I could, but I can't. And if I did give it away, a lot of people wouldn't read it, but we do have it here. Of course, we're still offering all four of the flags we've been offering for a long time, and I would love to see everybody that's a believer in Jesus Christ get the Christian flag and fly it somewhere on the property. If you got a porch, fly it on the porch. If you don't have a porch, put it in the window. But why can't we as believers, born-again believers in Jesus Christ, why shouldn't we show something that the public that we who we are? We shouldn't be ashamed of that, folks. We should be honored to be able to fly the Christian flag and say, that's who I am in Christ. $15 plus $2 shipping, get a tee. Now we have all the other flags too, the Don't Tread on Me flag, the Colonial flag, and the Confederate flag, all available. If you mix and match them, any four of them, you get them for $13 please, plus $2 shipping. So you save about $8 if you get all of them, okay? We're still offering a book on 2-1 cremation. Is it Christian? And it's not. You want the answer we got here. And springtime, thank goodness, is just around the corner. Backyard Medicine is a book I think everyone out there should have in their home. If you enjoy nature, I know you should. If you just enjoy walking through the woods and seeing what is there and be amazed at what our Creator give us that we can use literally for medicine or for food, a full-color book you can take in the woods with you, hold it right down next to the plant and say, that really is what it is, and we can eat that or use it for medicine. And folks, it's $24.95, but it's full color. You'll love it. I enjoy mine very much. I've used it for the last 3 or 4 years, and I like taking the woods and learning more things all the time. So it's available if you want it, okay? It's all here if you call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. By the way, tomorrow night we'll bring Daniel Brimley on for about 15 minutes. I hate to say this, and I really hate to see it happening. I think a lot of it may be a false alarm, but we'll see. Daniel Brinkman, Numana Foods, is running out of some foods. They're selling that quickly. You may want to hear this. Then I'm going to discuss some things after he's gone. Just you and I. We're going to talk about the presidential candidates and what's going on there. I'm going to share my thoughts, and I'm going to share some facts with you about these men and women and let you understand who you may be supporting. And we're going to cover pretty thoroughly tomorrow night. And before I talk about this, last election, I made a lot of people mad, and I really don't care. I've got to tell the truth. I don't answer to you in judgment day. I answer to Almighty God. That's just the way it is. Now, our guest tonight is Mark Hancock. He works with a group called Trail Life USA. Folks, the Boy Scouts have destroyed themselves, not the boys, but the organization, have destroyed themselves, and I'm not naive enough to know that this has been going on probably for since the founding, but in today's society it's gotten much worse because this generation has become more accustomed to and more apathetic against the sin of homosexuality and sexual perversion. We become more tolerant of it to the point that it's infiltrated about every area of our lives. It may have been a rare occasion 50 years ago, but now it's getting to be more and more open. Now, I'm going to make this claim again, and if you believe it or not, you'll have to wait and see. I will, too. I think sometime in the very near future, unless something drastically changes, we're going to see sex with children, pedophilia, become legal in this country. The American Psychiatric Association has already said it should be, just like they did about homosexuality some years ago, and now it is. I guarantee you, folks, this is coming to fruition. And our guest tonight, I'm so proud to know the man. He and his organization are working very, very hard and at a tireless pace to try to bring forth an organization that will mentor young boys, young men, and how to be real men, men of Christ, men of character, men of integrity, men of valor and courage. I know today it's called toxic masculinity. What an insane statement. But they're actually trying to teach our young men, young boys, how to be men. It's a thoroughly Christian organization, folks. It is going to, it already has started, taking the place of what the Boy Scouts once believed in and taught. And I'm going to bring up a guest right now, and we're going to talk to Mark Hancock. Mark, are you there?
Yeah, Pastor Butch. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're more than welcome, sir. You're more than welcome. Now, we have a lot of new listeners tonight. We got a lot of new stations come on since last time you joined us. Tell the folks a little bit about Mark Hancock and your background, where you come from, what you did before you got involved with Trail Life USA. Just tell them a few things about yourself.
Well, I'm married to my best friend, my wife, Michelle, 31 years. I have two grown sons. One is at Liberty University, and the other one is traveling on an internship this year and will probably start at Liberty next fall. And we live now in South Carolina, the headquarters of Trail Life USA. I started out in the ad business, and then I met Jesus, and I've done a number of things. I was a mental health counselor, marriage and family therapist, and run some businesses. And along the way, I got interested in what was going on in the Boy Scouts. Our family was part of a Boy Scout troop, and we were kind of grieving the changes that they were making. And so we kind of got caught up with a group of people who wanted to see something new that rose up in its place. And so for the last 6 or 7 years, I've had the blessing of serving about 30,000 members across the country. And Trail Life USA, we're functioning out of about 850 churches with troops. It's just what you expect with uniforms and handbooks and advancements and awards and a great outdoor experience. We're not an outdoor program pretending to be Christian. We are at our core, Pastor, we are a Christian ministry that uses the outdoors to grow boys into godly men.
Amen. That's you've been doing that for how long now?
We just started our seventh year. We started in 2014, January 1st, 2014, with 10,000 members on our first day.
That is fantastic. So you've seen quite a bit of growth, haven't you, over the last few years?
We have. Like I said, we're coming up on 33,000 members in all 50 states. And our growth is about, right now, running about 14%. A year, so we just continue to see really good growth. Most of it is by word of mouth, folks finding out about Trail Life USA, or maybe finding out through Facebook, or maybe through wonderful radio shows like yours, where they hear about it and they say, you know, we need one at our church. They go to our website at traillifeusa.com, and there's a map there that they can click on, and they can put in their zip code or their address or their county, and they can find out any troops that are in their area, or they can click on start a troop and they can find out how to get a troop going in the church.
Now, you're headquartered where again, Mark?
Greenville, South Carolina. When we were 4 months old, we set foot on a 127-acre parcel that we now own, free and clear, debt-free. That's our administrative complex and the National Home Office for Trail Life. We have about 13, 14 people who come into work there every day, and then we have about another 11 or 12 people who work remotely around the country as part of the staff of Trail Life.
Wow, you've been blessed very highly. You really have. That's amazing. You've been truly blessed, and I know it because you're sincerely seeking to do God's will with our young people. You know, Mark, I don't know how old you are. I may have asked you before, but you know, I've been around for over seven decades, and I have seen so much change in my lifetime, not for the better. Our young people are so confused. They don't know what to do and who to believe. I mean, Earth's coming to an end next month because of global warming, and I got to call him a she and she a him, and I don't, and there is no God, and I come from some slime in a well belly, and I don't have any real purpose to be here. So, and you know, my friends are doing drugs, and I want to have fun too, and it's just amazing how we have screwed up our young people's lives.
Well, it is tragic, and boys are feeling it more than girls. You know, the boys in this culture today, you mentioned toxic masculinity. It seems like we paint all boys with a broad brush that says that there's something wrong with them, like boyhood is some kind of social disease that needs to be eradicated. But in Trail Life USA, we're restoring the dignity of being a boy, the dignity of being a man. Boys are now twice as likely to be in special education, three times more likely to be ADHD. They have fallen behind girls in every single academic category. We love girls. We think girls are wonderful, but we think boys and girls need their own programs that are aimed at their own strengths. And that's why in Trail Life USA, not only are we Christ-centered, but we're also boy-focused. We celebrate boys. We celebrate their differences, and we celebrate the strengths that they have. You know, if you look at what's made the society great, a lot of what's made our society great, if you look back over our history, a lot of what's made us exceptional is men, good,
amen,
focused, and winning men who stood up and for what was right and fought for what was right, who defended their families. You know, for years we sent men to war, and they died at war, and then for years we sent them to work, and they died at work through hypertension or heart attacks or strokes. Men will do what it takes in order to support their families and in order to support our freedoms. And this seems like the last generation, we're taking that away from them, and we're just calling them toxic, like there's something wrong with them. So we're restoring to boys the dignity of being a God-honoring young man that grows into a godly citizen, father, husband.
Well, you know, at least one generation, maybe more now, they've tried to beat down the idea of men and elevate women in a way that was ungodly and not natural. And it's destroyed, as you said, our young men and young boys. They're confused on what it is to be a man. You know, they all think they have a feminine side, and they have to be in touch with that. And just I am amazed at what I see. And what amazes me even more, Mark, and hurts me more than anything else, I think, is that a lot of people go to church 3 or 4 times a week, have no idea what we're talking about. They can't see it. They don't understand it. They don't understand what's going on. And a lot of those people call themselves men in church are not really men. As you mentioned, men's natural role by their Creator, by God Almighty, is to provide, protect, and nurture and lead a family. That's what men were created for. That's why God made them a bigger individual and stronger in a lot of ways. But they do. Women don't get upset. Let me say this: women have a place a man cannot take, but vice versa is also true. And when you get those things out of order. And we try to be, I try to be a woman's role, or my wife tries to do my role. Creation is out of order. I did a teaching years ago, Mark, entitled Creation Out of Order. And our nation is totally out of order. But young men, thank God people are like you out there trying to reach these young boys and teach them about being a man of moral character and integrity. That's so important. We used to look to the Boy Scouts and they've fallen flat on their face. Thank you for stepping in the gap.
Well, we have to be encouraged in knowing that in the end we win. You know, God's Amen. Order of creation will eventually show us the way. And so, in Trail Off USA, we're holding on that we believe that we have. We've got about 6,000 men across the nation who are godly men who are standing up and saying we want to show boys the right way to serve our community, the right way to serve in our churches, the right way to serve. Our wives and our families, and so we think we're making a difference.
Well, I know, I'm sure you are. I'm certain you are. Now, you say you have troops in all 50 states.
We do. If you go to our map if you go to the website and go to Find a Troop, the website is traillifeusa.com. It has a map there. You can see them. You can look at the map and see how we're covering the country. But then you can also put in your zip code and show the ones in your area in the church that they're meeting at.
Well, if someone in an area in a state where there's not a group close to them, if they want to start one, how'd they go about that?
Well, that same website, there's a link called Start a Troop, and it takes 5 adults and a charter organization, which is typically a church. About 99% of our charter organizations are troops, our churches, and it takes those 5 adults the passion that they have to start the thing up. And as soon as they become a part and let us know that they're interested, then we have staff members and volunteers around the country come alongside and help them get what they need in order to get up and going. Most of the time, troops will, when they start, they'll tell us, well, we're expecting we're going to have about 20 boys or so. But we find out when they launch, it's about double that. So whatever they tell us, it ends up being double. Because what we know, Pastor, is that there's people out there who understand when you say things that strike a chord because they're true, that boys and girls are different, that boys need an organization that meets their strengths and takes them outdoors and gives them challenges and risks and competition and acknowledges their strength. And so parents are flocking to the program. Men love the program because we have a lot of men in the program who don't even have a son in the program, but they're in it because they understand the power of discipleship and mentoring the next generation. And they're also making really good friends in the program. You know, you go out camping with the boys bed down, and the dads and the men stay around the fire, and they may talk there, and they'll share what's going on in their lives. And so we have men who are forming great friendships, and we also have single moms loving Trail Life because they've cried out to God that they need good godly men to help them grow their sons up and to minister to their sons and mentor their sons. And so single moms are putting boys in the program, and those boys are being surrounded by godly men who will make sure they have what they need to succeed and will provide the kind of mentorship and discipleship that boys need.
You know, I just drew the map up here in front of me and looked at them. Even in West Virginia, we only have a million people in the whole state. You got troops all around us by the bunches. But in West Virginia, we had troops in the Huntington area, Parkersburg area, Morgantown. Looks like down in below Charleston a little way, down in the southern part of the state, there's some down there. and Fayetteville and Beckley, and Fayetteville is only about 20 minutes from where I live, and Oak Hill. So I'm looking through this right here and thinking, you really have got a lot of troops started across this country. I mean you really do.
We really do, and we love West Virginia. You know, it's the West Virginia isn't the only thing that's wild and wonderful. Boys are too. So we love our association with West Virginia, our troops in West Virginia, and the churches that have stepped up and said, yeah, we care about boys. We need to do something. You know, something interesting, Pastor, is that churches grow when they start Trail Life Troops, because that, you may invite a boy to Sunday school, every Sunday for forever. He might not come, but you invite him to come bouldering or whitewater rafting or zip lining or camping or hiking. Now that boy's going to show up, and you know what's happening is that unchurched boy is joining the troop, and then that unchurched family of that boy is joining the church. And so churches are seeing that themselves grow because they're reaching the community in a way that they were never reaching the community before, with an outdoor-based program that's aimed at boys. We have a sister program called American Heritage Girls. They've been around about 25 years, so they're a lot older than we are, but they minister to girls. So we have churches that start both American Heritage and Trail Life Troops, and they'll meet on one night. So it's a family night at the church. The moms and the daughters will go to American Heritage, and the boys and the dads will go to Trail Life. There's totally separate programs, but they work really well in churches to create a single family night when we're focusing on the next generation. So they're reaching out in the community. A lot of those kids that go to those meetings inside that church, they're not members of that church yet. But you get a family that's used to coming by a church and all of a sudden they're looking for a church. Well, who are they going to think of first? They're going to think of that place that they've been attending every Monday night or Tuesday night or Wednesday night or whatever. And they're going to say, yeah, you know, I think maybe we'll try them out on Sunday morning. And so churches are seeing growth because of Trail Life.
Well, what an excellent way to witness, you know, without saying a word necessarily up front about being a Christian or being born again and talking about Christ. You invite the boys out to go take a hike or go swimming or whatever you do with them, and you open up a way for you to get a chance to talk to them. I've learned this. I've been a preacher for 40 years. You can't always directly approach somebody and say, hey, are you born again? Are you a Christian? Do you believe in Jesus? That doesn't always work. But if you can talk to them a while, get to know them and share some things with them, and they get comfortable with you, you can talk to them about things that they wouldn't accept at first. So this is a great witnessing tool, people. I mean, a tool. It really is. This is a way to witness to young men and young girls, too. So I'm sure that if you would want to check on the girls group, you can do that also. But if you live anywhere in the country, but here in West Virginia especially, I would encourage you to check this out. If you have young boys or girls that you think need some mentoring with people that you can trust, and all young people need leadership. And sometimes, Mark, you know this, it's easier someone that they don't know very well to teach them than it is their own parents.
Yeah, that's true. And so sometimes, you know, a father will find that he's not able to speak directly to his son, but if he gets around a group of men, those men will feed in that boy's life, and they'll help to open up, a conversation about Jesus. You know, it's a funny thing when you talk about men and the way that they receive from each other. They like doing something while they're talking. You know, you don't find men who say, let's go somewhere and let's just talk. They want to be doing something while they're talking. So
yeah,
you're right.
Exactly.
They're out there in the outdoors. They're hiking. They're sitting around a fire. They're setting up camp. They're cooking a meal. They're doing a zip line, and they're standing around. And that's where men connect. And that's when they start to get to know each other and open up and start sharing their faith.
And when men and women, young boys and girls can realize themselves, there's nothing wrong with being a boy or a girl. You don't have to. You don't have to try to. You don't have to try to choose to change who you are. You be who you are. Be a man or a young man of integrity and a young girl of purity. There's nothing wrong with that. And once they realize that, you know, it helps them understand that there is a way that clarifies all this confusion that's in their mind from all these different sources that are poured into them. You know, that is a wonderful thing. Now, do you have a lot of the same programs that Boy Scouts offer? And by the way, are you getting a lot of Boy Scouts, ex-Boy Scouts joining joining your group?
We are. About half of our troops are formerly Boy Scout troops. And so either they're chartered by church that can't charter them anymore, or the leaders of that troop say that they just, you know, they want to be a more more specifically Christian program. But we have a robust awards program. It goes all the way up to the Freedom Award, which is our highest award in our program. We do allow Boy Scouts to transfer in, and a lot of their badges they can transfer over into Trail Life badges. You know, a lot of the skills that they learn, like first aid and hiking and some of the camping badges and food preparation badges, those are the same. You know, the principles aren't going to change from organization to organization. But what's different in Trail Life is that, you know, a lot of our values badges, we have a family man badge that talks about the role of the father and the family. So that's, you're not going to find something like that in Boy Scouts. So some of the badges they can transfer over, but there's a lot of badges that they'll find in Trail Life USA. They're not churchy, but, you know, they're outdoors, but we integrate through every badge Christian worldview principles so that boys understand, you know, his greatness in the outdoors. So that's great for boys who have spent a lot of time in Boy Scouts and say, well, I don't want to give up what it is I've earned there. That's fine. You can transfer that over into Trail Life. We have an online thing. You put your medals in, and it spits out on the other side what it is that you get from Trail Life, and you just pick up and you go from there. And boys are loving that advance. You know, boys like that, Pastor. Boys don't like those kind of things where everybody gets a trophy. They want to earn it.
Amen.
And they want to win.
Amen.
They want to work at it. So our awards program, it isn't, you know, you don't show up and get one. You got to work at it. You have to master that skill. You have to learn to do that skill, and you have to exhibit, and you need to go back and teach other boys how to do it before you really fully learn that skill and get credit for it. So there's great opportunities for boys to grow in leadership opportunities because, you know, the way our troops are structured, we're one troop from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. You know, we don't split like, you know, Boy Scouts has Cub Scouts, one troop, then Boy Scouts a different troop. We're one single troop. So those boys are growing up together, and those older boys are going back and they're teaching skills to the younger boys. Well, you know, if it's true, I know it's true for me, I learn something when I have to teach it. And so those boys get to work on a skill, learn it themselves, and then turn around and teach it to younger boys, and just gets drilled in even deeper. So our awards program is very deep, the number of awards that we offer, and also the depth of learning. And Jesus is through the whole thing. They're going to learn about their place in creation and about God's greatness in the outdoors.
Amen. Well, you know, you mentioned that's not churchy, but you know, in another sense too, Mark, we're the church. The building is not the church. We're the church. We're the living stones in Christ. You know that. And when you go out in public any time, you're the church. And no, you're not being churchy in the sense that you're preaching to these young boys, but you're being the church in front of them. You're showing them by your actions, by how you speak and how you work and your whole countenance, you know, and your integrity and your honesty before them. You show that. If you're a truly born again believer, you desire to do those things because it becomes more natural to you because you are a Christian. You want to serve Christ and do what's right. So those things come out of you without you even knowing sometimes. And that's beautiful. Hang on through the break, please, Mark. Folks, after the break, if you ask Mark any questions, you can. 844-769-2944. Maybe you'd like to start troop where you are. I guarantee you, Mark, love to hear that. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Store Foods, the only store food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Humana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Humana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Hey, folks, we are back. Phone lines open, 844-769-2944. And some of y'all may think, well, why is he talking about this program? Well, why are you discussing something of issues or something? Folks, this is an issue. This is a drastically important issue. Our young men and women, our children are so confused today by what they see. I just posted, it'll be posted on the website, Mark, sometime next day or two. And I hate to even say this on the air, but it's true. A transgender in short shorts and high heels dancing in front of a little girl to some song, I Need Your Lovin' or whatever it was, and the adults and the mama standing around and applauding. How sick is that? Is Mark still there? Did we lose Mark?
You need to leave it.
There you go. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Here I am. No, you're right. We need to lead our young people, correctly. We need to give them good examples, good role models in a society that's more confused than ever.
Amen. And folks, again, this issue tonight, we discussed tonight, is the top five, in the top five, maybe first or second even to what's important in our lives. The souls of our young people are at stake here. Their minds, of course, are, and their bodies are. Their whole life is. But their eternal souls are at stake. Surely we can do something to help these people promote what and build what they're doing. I donate when I can to Trail Life USA. I'm not a wealthy man. I wish I were. That's them $100,000 you start off with. Because I believe what you're doing. We're talking about youth. Even I remember being a youth at one time, Mark. It's been a while back, but I remember being a young boy. And I remember, there wasn't any Boy Scouts around where I grew up, but I was mentored by a fine dad. Raised me in the woods, taught me right and wrong. And a lot of other guys, people work with, worked in the hay fields, 50 cents an hour. Back then, that's, real silver money, so it was worth something. But I worked with men that were friends of my dad, and they were good examples before me when I was working with them. This is important. The kind of man I turn out to be has a lot to do with the way that I was raised in my home and in the community and in the schools. God help us, that's been changed. But so if you're not out there, Mark, if you're not out there, and people, if you're not there with the young people, and you're not training them, the world will. It'll be your fault.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. And there's so many boys who don't have the benefit of the example that you had. And there's so many men who don't understand the value of turning back and give that to somebody. That's why I talked about men earlier. We have a lot of men in the program that don't have sons in the program, but they know, like you know, that boys need help. They need good Christian mentors. So a lot of these men are finding their place. They're finding their purpose again. A lot of guys who say, well, I think God's done with me, but then they come to Trail Life and figure, hey, he wasn't done at all. He just had a new assignment for me. And they come to Trail Life, and they join a troop to help out as an adult. All of our adults are background checked, and they're criminal background checked, and they also do child safety, youth protection training, and they also get a personal reference from that church before we let them serve. And they get with those boys, and they find their purpose again. Some of the older guys, and some young men. You know, some young men are having trouble finding their way. But when they get into Trail Life Troop, they say, hey, this God can use me. You know, a lot of times they'll go to a church and they say, well, the best I can do is help in the parking lot or maybe help in the Sunday school. But, they get in Trail Life. You're ministering one-on-one. You're pouring into somebody's life, and you're seeing a difference being made. So men are making a difference. They're finding their purpose again. Boys are being raised in a godly setting. Single moms are having their prayers answered. I think God's being glorified through it all.
You know, I bet you have been able to help a lot of parents because their boys join your organization. I bet you've helped a lot of parents get closer together and understand their role as a mom and dad, but also as a husband and a wife. I'm sure that's part of it because I've seen in all my years of preaching and ministering that if you can touch one part of the family, it generally permeates the whole family, does it not?
Yeah, and especially with men, the influence that men can have in a family. Well, it's funny, men get into Trail Life and they may not know, exactly what they're getting into, and they discover, wow, this is a ministry. I'm a minister. And that just raises up their place because, like I said, there's so few places for men to serve as ministers in our society today. So a lot of times the wives will be saying, I don't know when my husband's going to start getting serious about God or when he's going to start serving God. But they find their way into Trail Life and they see what it is that they can do there. And they're growing themselves because they see themselves as a minister of the gospel and they see the difference that they're making in young men. I remember being a question in a question and answer session maybe a year or two ago, and a man in the first row, he just had this kind of funny look on his face, and finally he raised his hand and I said, yes sir, what's your question? He said, are you telling me that I'm in ministry? And I said, you sure are. You sure are. God has called you to Trail Life USA. God has called you to be a part of making a difference in a boy's life, in multiple boys' lives. You know, what better legacy than to say that I poured into the next generation? And I could just imagine that man going home and saying to his wife, honey, I'm a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, and how that's just going to put put some pep in his step and cause him to really, all around be a better husband and be a better father and be a better citizen.
Yeah, a lot of times we think being a minister means you got to be a preacher or maybe a deacon, but that's not it at all. Everyone can be a minister for Christ in this world and teach and guide and love somebody, especially these men working with these young boys and the ladies with the young girls. What a way to touch a young life. And as the Bible says, to bend the twig when it's small, when it'll grow in that direction. We can mold them in righteousness in Christ and teach them morality and how to live godly in this world, even in a world that's perverse and so totally, out of order. We can teach them how they can function in their own lives and stay true to Christ and grow in that. And that's what you're doing is so important. I can't emphasize enough, Mark, how what you all doing is so important for young people. And folks, if you want to call, I wish you would. If you want to start a troop in your area, want to ask questions about this, give Mark a call right now while you can, 844-769-2944. There's nothing more important in this world than discipling for Christ. And young people are the most important people we can reach for Christ. Whoever controls the young people's minds and hearts controls a nation. We have got to somehow reinstate the gospel of Christ, the morals of the scriptures back in the hearts of young people to stop this drug abuse, this rampant sexual activity and unwed births and, oh my, and murders and everything else you can think of that's going on with young people. Folks, we're the answer. You and I in Christ. And Mark, what you all doing? And you've been with them how many years now? You said, I'm sorry, I forget. How long have you been with them?
We started January 1st, 2014. I stepped off the board of directors at the time. That was our first day, and I became the CEO.
Oh, you stepped out of the frying pan into the fire, didn't you?
You stepped up. I'll tell you what, it has been quite a challenge, but I, you know, I just hang on tight, and I understand that you know, I've been called to do something that's bigger than I am, that I'm really not capable of doing. That keeps me hugging God tighter, because I know that what he's called me to, I'm not equipped to do. That there's nothing that's withheld from us when we walk closely with him and follow his leading. So everything that we're doing, we look at and we just kind of remark how miraculous it is, and that it's because God is our, he's not our co-pilot. He's the pilot. There's no question.
Amen.
Who's in charge. So he's leading us, and we're seeing the fruit of it. You know, every other youth organization in the country, when you look at the statistics right now, Pastor, every youth organization in the country, secular, Christian, whatever, is losing members. You know, youth are just so distracted by other things, video games, whatever. And only Trail Life USA and American Heritage Girls are the only two youth-serving organizations that are increasing in membership. And we're increasing at 14% a year, and American Heritage Girls about 7% a year. And it's because we know who we are. We have a Christ-centered message. We're sure about who we are. We're providing a moral. You know, when you go out in the woods without a compass, you're going to get lost. And so, you know, we have a compass. The Word of God shows us true north, who to follow after. And when you do that, when you hang on to Him and hug Him tight, and go where He says to go, then you know, it seems to turn out okay. And that's what we're experiencing.
Well, now, gee, that's been a question going through my mind now. I'm having a hard time putting them all together here, but you're watching 14% growth a year. That's phenomenal. But the reason a lot of children, young people are turned away from secular and other so-called Christian organizations is because there's no substance to them. You know, the children are not idiots. You know, normally they're fairly intelligent, and they can see shallowness if they look long enough or hard enough, they can see that. And they're leaving them. I mean, the church in America, the church in the world actually, has not gained 1% in growth in the last 20 years. That's a fact. That's sad. It's actually losing people at the back door by the thousands. So what you're doing now to attract these young people in, maybe a little bit of a stoppage to that, and maybe help bring interest back into what being a real Christian is. You know, Brother Mark, being a true believer in Christ is not a wimpy job, is it?
It isn't. You got to know who you are, and you have to stay close to the one who's leading you.
And it's every day a growing in knowledge and wisdom. Prayerfully, you're doing that. Mm-hmm. If you're not, you're dying. And what you're doing now is you're trying to mentor some young men in the same direction. But now, what do you do with them? We get them out in the woods, and they won't play on their cell phones or video games.
Well, you know, troops have rules around that, and some troops will allow cell phones out there because the boys use them for cameras, and they want to take a picture of maybe something that they learned, or some animal, or wildlife, or something that they saw. But they restrict other uses of it, and then some troops don't allow any of the electronics at all. And it's amazing how much the boys, you know, they may gripe for the first couple hours, and then they come back and they realize, gosh, I didn't miss it at all. I had so many other things to look at, think about, had so much fun.
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, it's a tough thing to take on because it's so pervasive in our culture. You know, our things we hold in our hand. You know, I'm talking to you on one right now, you know. And they're everywhere.
Yes, they are.
There's hope for boys. You know, if you can excite them about the outdoors and get them interested and get them out there, that cell phones can't compete with that.
Well, they're addictive. They truly are. And they rob young people of so much. when you and I grew up, they did. They obviously weren't around, and we went out when we went doing chores with their dads or whatever, taking around the home. I was in the woods. We used your imaginations. We built forts and we played cowboys and Indians, for goodness sake, and had cap guns. Oh my, what wicked children we were. And you know, and we had imaginations. We just grew up with a freedom to express ourselves out in nature. But when they sit on their cell phones from time to get up to time to go to bed, and all they do is stare at that screen, they have no life. They have no life. They may not understand that, but they don't. Life is not involved in a electronic device. Life is all around you. It's creation. And to get them away from those things and let them understand that it's not, that isn't what life's all about. I was talking to a young guy today. I go to the gym. Young black boy. Not a boy. He's a man. 25 years old. Moved up from Louisiana. A nice young fella. He lived in Shreveport, Louisiana. He said, I lived in town. I never been dirty in my life. I grew up, you know, when every morning I'd dress up and go out. You know, I didn't know what it's like to go out and wear blue jeans and get on a four-wheeler or take a hike or nothing like that. He grew up in a city. So I grew up, you know, where people did coke and they was always looking for the next high or whatever. He said, I left that and come up to West Virginia, and it's been a whole new world to me. He said the crime rate up here is almost nothing compared to that. He's got a job. He's going to school. A very well-mannered young man. Found out his dad was a preacher. And I got talking to the young guy, and I said, you've been born again, haven't you? And he said, yes, I have been. But once he got out of the environment and realized there's more to life than drugs and video games and whatever, he's enjoyed his life. And what you're doing is taking these young boys and showing them there's life outside that video game and a cell phone.
Where else are they doing that? You know, whatever. I mean, the schools aren't taking them out in the woods and showing them how things operate. I mean, I heard in your promotion you're talking about that book that you have with the edible plants and medicines and things in the outdoors. You know, where are they going to learn that kind of stuff? We won't even let them leave the street. Trail Off is getting them out there, exposing something, creating hunger for them for more of the outdoors. And I'm sure that these boys, since they've been exposed to them, they learn how to camp, they learn the outdoors. You know what they're going to do when they have boys? They're going to take them out camping. They're going to show them the same thing. So we know that we're impacting generations through the work that we're doing.
You know, I should send you a copy of that book. I think you like to have it. You may want to get some for your troops, for your groups, because they're phenomenal teaching tools.
They use them.
Well, yeah. Remind me to get your address. I'm gonna send a copy of one to you. You might want to order some for your troops. And I'm not trying to make money off of you. That's not the point. Let you have whatever it costs me. But it's important because these books to me are not just a learning process, but it's a blessing to walk out into your backyard or your back pasture land, wherever you are, and look down and see something that our God created for us to eat, consume, use for medicine. And to know that it's all around us. You know, Mark, seriously, in the summertime especially, if you knew what you were doing, you could live quite well in the woods.
Yeah.
You really could. You know, you might not get a hamburger, you know, every day, so fast food stuff, but there's food out there to eat, and there's plenty of it if you know what you're looking for.
Yeah. No, we need to get the boys outdoors so you can learn those things. I heard a story not too long ago about a troop that took some inner city boys out with their troop camping, and they were in the van on the way out there. And one of the boys said to the leader, he said, "Are we going to see any lions out there?" You know, that was his, and he was serious. You know, that's how far away he was from the outdoors. Is he thought that lions lived, you know, in the outdoors. This was in Orlando, Florida. Well, you know, we got mice there, Mickey Mice and Mickey Mouse there, but we don't have lions roaming the streets down there. And so that just gives you an idea that the distance between reality and what the position that we put kids in today. So we love the opportunities that boys are getting.
Well, that young man talked to today at the gym. Didn't have any idea what the woods were like. He didn't like getting dirty. He didn't, you know, went out except in the city and dressed up, you know, for what he was doing. But he's thoroughly enjoying, you know, being out there. And believe it or not, he works in a sawmill. That's a pretty dirty job. That's a hard job. Yeah. He's doing it. It's a hard work. It really is. But it, you know, his, I, I'm just am so thrilled you're out there, and I don't want anybody's calling. I guess they're listening to really any sort of saying, but folks, if you want to call, you better hurry. About out of time for tonight. 844-769-2944. But if folks want to get in touch with you all, I know they can go to your website, trailscoutusa.com, but is there a phone number they can call and talk to people, somebody about it?
There's a phone number on the website. I don't have it memorized, but traillifeusa.com. You get a lot of information there. And like I said, there's a map of the United States showing where the troop are, and if they want to start a troop, they can get information on how to start up.
Well, you know, what you're doing again is very important, and I'm going to turn you loose here in a second, but I just want to tell you, Mark, thank you, and God bless you what you're doing. I'll do everything in my power to help promote this for you, and I'll call you tomorrow if you like and get your address. I want to send copies of the book to you. I think you'll thoroughly enjoy it yourself. Maybe we'll share it with you with the other members, and I can tell you where to get them or get it, whatever you want to do, but it's something, in my mind, it'd be a great teaching tool for all the youth, boys and girls alike.
Yeah. Well, it's very kind of you, and you're always good to have me on the air and share this. You're helping you're a good friend of Trail Life, so God bless
well,
you.
Well, I'm just a servant as you are, but I'm blessed to know you and honored to know you and what you're doing. And thank you again for everything you're trying to do for our young people. The most important resource we have is your young people, because one day we're going to be gone. They're going to take over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I hate to say this, but my generation from the 50s and 60s, and I grew up in a place where I didn't even know what pot was until I went into the Air Force in 67, and I didn't know what it was until 1970 then. I didn't know what drugs were. I had no idea. I grew up in a little town called Montreville, West Virginia, a little podunk nothing in a gold coal mining camp. I had no idea about this, but the hippie movement didn't touch me where I was, and Woodstock meant nothing to me. I was just a country boy. But I had values taught to me that I didn't forget, even when I become a man and I can see all these things around me. I just didn't want to do those things because they weren't right. I knew that instinctively because, I shouldn't say that. I knew because I was trained that way, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I was trained no better than that. So I just want to thank you and what you're doing, and we'll do what we can to support you. But I'll get a copy of the book out to you sometime this week. And after you get it, I'd like to know what you think of it.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you.
You're welcome, brother. We'll be in touch, okay?
All right. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Good night. Folks, there you go. Mark Hancock, CEO of TrailLifeUSA.com. If you want their phone number to call them, if you don't have a computer, you call me. I'll get the number for you. Just call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. I'll try to get to Lisa, and then she can get it to you, okay? It's so important. There's nothing more important than our young people. If we can't afford to lose any more of them, folks, we're losing them. We're losing them every day to the world and the world's ways. I mean, my God in heaven, when you have a transgender pervert dancing in front of a little girl, probably 4 or 5 year old little girl, and the parents and the adults clapping because he's dancing with short shorts on in front of a little girl, and they think it's funny. That's America today. It's no wonder God's damning this country. You know, I no longer pray, God bless America. That's hypocrisy. I just pray, Father, thou will be done, and let your justice reign upon on this land and the world. But I live in America. I'm angry with what I see happen to it. Not for my sake, but for our children's sake. They're so confused because of all these damnable heresies going around, all these damnable teachings, even adopted, and tolerated in the churches today. I get angry, very angry, and I don't apologize for it. And the youth are dying for the truth of the Word of God. And these whorehouses on these street corners that call themselves churches are letting them starve to death. Trail Life USA is trying to make a difference. Get interested in starting a troop up. You let me know, I'll get the number to you. Be interested in working with them where you are. Let me know, I'll try to help you get in contact with them. But folks, we need men of valor, Christian valor and courage to teach these young boys. A lot of them don't get it home. They're looking to us. And God help us, we haven't done too well so far in this nation. We still allow the murder of 4,000 babies a day. We haven't done too well. But I'm asking you tonight to get involved. And folks, if this program means something to you, we need your help also. There are many, many, many more stations we can go on. I get letters several, I don't know, at least four or five a month. I don't know how many get a month, maybe more, maybe less, I don't know. But they said, can we offer airtime on our station at a reduced rate? And I know they wouldn't make money out there. I know that. But to give me such a rate, much lower than the normal rate, because they want what I'm saying on the air. And we can't do it because the funds just aren't there to expand. We're doing okay because the gift from Louise Rogers out of Arizona. We're paying, but we can't expand without running the budget dry very quickly. But people are starving for the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth. If you don't think I'm too radical, if you don't think I'm over the top, and you don't want to deal with me, well, I can understand that. Some people don't. We want to reach out to more people. The only thing stopping us is being able to have the funds in here to do it. And I'd hate to even say that, but that's just the way it is. I hear some people begging. I don't beg for this. I'm just telling you what we need. A lot of folks chastising me for even asking, but I have no choice. I have no choice. I can't expect them to put me on the air for nothing. And I will not go off the air with owing anybody money. It just isn't a Christian thing to do. But again, traillifeusa.com, check it out. And if you want the number, you call tomorrow. I'll try to get to Lisa tonight so she can give it to you. And folks, tomorrow, like I said, we're going to talk to Daniel Brinkman for a little bit. Not even a full segment, probably. Not even a 20-minute segment, I don't imagine. Or half hour for sure, not that long. To let him fill you in what's going on with the food shortage. And folks, it's happening even here in West Virginia. I don't go to Walmart, but a friend of mine does. They were totally out of a bottle of water today. Another thing's coming up, but it's being sold out in places like Walmart and Costco and other places. I don't think this coronavirus is as serious as everybody says it is. I really don't. I could be wrong, but you better pray I'm not wrong. But I'll just look at the statistics today, folks. So far, worldwide now, between 3,000 and 4,000 have died with coronavirus. 3,000 to 4,000 and 7.7 billion people. It's not a big figure. I know it's sad, but it's not a big figure. We have 18,000 a year die in the USA of flu every year. And 320 million people. The odds of getting a flu and dying are much, much higher so far than the coronavirus. I don't know what the purpose was. I know since we had this virus breakout, all the protests in Hong Kong died off. Yeah. And people are getting used to being quarantined. Yeah. Well, now we're doing it for your own good, you understand. In my mind, this is a way of controlling the people through fear. That's just my opinion. My opinion is, by the end of April, they're about to see a great falling away of this stuff. It's just going to go away. That's my opinion. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But you better pray them right. If it would happen to be what some people say it's going to be really nasty, folks, in the very near future. We love you. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.